Hello, welcome to the 5280 podcast. Strap on and have a good time.
From the 5280 studios, it is the Weekend Geek Update. Smurf here, along with...
Tayray.
And Tal. I want my cuttlefish.
Oh, you want a cuttlefish?
I want cuttlefish.
Not the cuttlefish.
I did have a teacher that hated the smell of it. Like, I had the shredded up cuttlefish, and I was eating that, and she's like, get that out of my classroom. I'm like, I'm sorry.
All I can think of is the human scent iPad from South Park.
Oh,
anytime I hear that. And just the violent... reaction.
Oh. It's like that face every time.
I know, just
totally. Just always.
And Stan just stuck in the middle, just like,
oh god. Wiggle.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's just like wiggle. Wiggle.
Now I can't have cuttlefish anymore.
I am a sorry Stan, but I must have a cuttlefish.
Cuttlefish is so good.
What was the other option he had for plates? It was like one plate is like, should I have the
yeah, it was like really like
the cuttlefish.
It was like plain like asparagus or something,
oh,
you know.
Yeah.
Something.
It's like cuttlefish with asparagus.
Yeah.
And then another one was just like really simple. Like,
it was like a more pleasant dish.
Yeah, yes. It was like the obvious choice.
Yeah.
And then just okay, cuttlefish.
It's like, how did you get cuttlefish out of my words?
Screw you, hippie.
I just thought of the whole read my lips that are currently a touch of your butthole.
You should feel the vibration all the way. Never mind.
Ew. Being disgusted.
There is your visual for tonight.
That's gonna haunt my nightmares.
No. Well, it is 21 days to... Wait, no.
What?
Yes, 21 days to Halloween.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, okay, yeah. I
21
days.
I
thought it was way later than it is.
No. It's just a couple weeks.
I literally have lost an entire month. I'm just like, it was just September. It was just September.
Where am I?
We're in the middle of October already.
I know. It was just... Being gone, like, out of country for 2 weeks, literally, like, especially in the middle of the month as
Listen
well.
Listen, you world traveler. Being out of the country.
I went back to home country.
Paris freaking Hilton over here.
Yeah.
You got more traveling in than I have this last month. And that's saying something.
Well.
Well.
Not for a good purpose.
True. Fair enough.
That's, like, the only time I've actually left the state this year.
Gosh, man.
All right. Well, then it's acceptable. So, 21 days. We have... Actually, I will be at an event this coming week.
Ooh.
We are involved in the Miles Festival, which is held in front of Mile High Stadium. The Colorado Ghostbusters under the 5280 banner will be there for trick-or-treating with kids, starting at 10 a.m. going till 2:30.
Are you
going
to bring me candy, too?
If you'd like.
Yeah.
There's going to be 2,000 kids,
holy
plus their
crap.
Parents. So, we'll be out in full... Ghostbusters gear, Ecto, and everything good to go.
I want candy.
I will give you all of the candy you can eat.
Yes!
I can just give you, like, a pillowcase and be like, yes.
Here, I will load it up. I will, you know what?
Good.
Okay,
just
so
put it in your pack.
So let me ask you this.
Yes.
If you, are you buying candy for trick-or-treaters this year or for yourself?
I won't be here.
Where are you going to be?
I'll be in New Orleans.
Oh, that's right. You told me that. You're in New Orleans. Because I'll be in Palm Springs.
We'll be right there next to each other, just some
different,
little bit
different
farther
coastlines.
Away from the coast. Yeah.
Is your coastline even going to be there? Because you got a hurricane coming and blasting the
you
crap out of Florida.
One. Palm, wasn't it in, well, yeah, it was like, that's...
Palm Springs, California.
Yeah. Oh, California. Okay. Well, there was like the... What is that area? It was like
no,
the
no, not Palm Springs. Yeah, Palm Springs. Yes.
Like
no,
Palm
wait.
Springs?
No, what am I thinking?
Isn't there like a Palm Springs in Florida that almost got like totally
yes.
just butchered?
Yes, but
yeah, because I thought I was like, you have nowhere to talk because you just blah 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 almost got hit by it. Like then other, but yeah, it was like New Orleans had a whole flood and crap, and we were going through like it's been a bitch. to try to get to New Orleans, because like getting the winning the contest and getting like the whole package deal and free ticket to go to Vampire Ball was just like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the process of getting there and to get have somewhere to stay has just been like, going to shoot something up pretty soon here so I can just deal with all this crap. So it was like the flood happened, so they canceled a whole bunch of like Airbnb places they were going to stay at, and so I was really just trying to like scramble for anything we could get our hands on.
Mm.
That's in an area to where we can walk or we can get there by some type of easy transportation. Something like convenient. We don't want to be like stressing ourselves out the entire time.
Yeah.
And finally got it, and then our person that was our car ride to get there basically started calling it a burden, and so I was just like, I'm not dealing with that. So, you know, and you got like the vampire ticket, and you got, you know, like masks and everything for it. And he's just like, you know, you got on a freaking wreck by doing a California stop. I'm like, so that's your own damn fault. So don't be telling him. I've been about that all day because we like we have a plan. We have the car. We got our shit done. We have the place. He's just like, well, I have an accident, and therefore I had to take a couple days off, and so I can't go because it's a burden now. And I'm like, okay, well then, meh.
You know, yeah.
So we finally found like a flight and stuff to get there, and so we have that figured out. And I'm just like, we're done. We got this shit, and we're freaking doing it. Or so kill me to get to freaking New Orleans.
Sorry.
This has been in hell.
I've got VIP to Universal Studios. I get a tour on the back lot.
Girl.
I know. Not a girl. We talked about this. If I was a girl, I wouldn't leave the house.
I will always call people girl regardless of gender.
Girl.
People don't understand that, because every time I'm like, girl, they're just like, I'm not a girl. I'm like, I don't care.
Girl.
It's like, dude, I will say call everyone a dude, yes, regardless of gender. Right. Therefore, I will call everyone girl if I so choose.
But okay, so the weeks are going to blur together.
It's already blurring together.
Because there's an event, and we go all the way, starting like this weekend, all the way into November. With every weekend, we've got something, a con or something else.
Then there's just me who's working.
It just won't stop.
I know, you're the only one work. Well, I guess we kind of work.
I guess can do the work thing. I mean, whatever.
Meh.
I mean, most of the time I just kind of lay on the floor and cry myself at work.
Just curl in the fetal position.
Like, I don't want to be here. I want to do something fun.
So speaking of cons, New York Comic Con just ended.
I was about to say.
Holy hell. Yeah. Have you seen some of the cosplays that have come out of this?
No.
It makes ours look just sad.
It is New York, so I mean.
But I think even in attendance, though, it's smaller than us. Because we're second or third in the nation.
We've been kind of poop, 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 poop.
Yeah.
Like, pooping up.
I mean, when I went a couple years ago, phenomenal con. Loved it. But, I mean.
For New York?
Yeah.
Oh. Was it a couple years ago, or
yeah,
what?
Just a couple years ago. Yeah.
Huh.
So much fun. Stayed at a brownstone off of Central Park. Mm-hmm. I mean, oh, so awesome. We get there, just opened up the doors. It's cold as hell outside.
Yeah.
Didn't care. Just heard the city and just like, oh.
Was it already cold there? Was it cold there?
It was cool in the evenings.
It was cool in the evening.
It's getting cool, but you're like right there on the East Coast.
Okay.
So you're starting to feel it. But of course, last night in Wisconsin. Well, in the Wisconsin last night, it was like 53 degrees for the football game. In Wisconsin. You're supposed to be freezing your ass right now.
Lucky bastards.
Killing you. But the cosplays coming out of New York are
pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm like thinking.
It was still weird, though. Like, the only really investigation I did with New York Comic Con is what people have been, like, posting me. Or a lot of my Snapchat. Sometimes, like, Snapchat actually gives, like, good advertisements to look up or whatever. And they were, like, they're like, New York Comic Con. So you click on it and people show all the snaps.
Sorry.
The best New York Comic Con.
The freaking Reinhardt! His arm is freaking huge!
I still want to just, like, gape my eye out so I can put, like,
It is obnoxious what they've pulled off.
Oh, my word. Like, I literally, that's, like, the biggest arm, like, one of the biggest armors I've seen. Like, I know that someone had did another skin for Reinhardt, but that is just godforsaken huge! Like,
yeah,
that's like, she's so tiny.
I know, it's just like little person to big person.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure.
Can you imagine, though, being inside that thing? It is easily three people big.
I did see someone, the girl who did do Blackheart, the Reinhardt skin and stuff like that. I did see her get into that, and she had to have a couple people help her.
Hell yeah!
But Gauntlet was like literally the size of her leg. It was huge. God. I was just like, goodness me, like what is going on there?
I mean, it makes me feel. I felt accomplished in some of the things that I've done with my cosplay, but looking at that, I'm like,
this
Black
Panther,
yeah,
is insane. Like that is spot on.
Mm.
But see, I wonder how much they've paid for it versus how much they've actually built. Because a lot of those, I'm kind of thinking.
That's always how it goes. I mean, like, if you're there in person, usually you can see, like, the personal touches. You can see if it's been, like, loved. Like, I've made you, I hate you, but I love you because I must wear you, whatever the hell it is. Versus, like, yeah, you can tell it's bot.
It is that love-hate relationship.
Yeah,
where you're just like,
has to be.
This is making me suffer, but I suffer because I love you.
I love you. Blood sacrifice, always.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, in the Snapchat I was looking at, it was, like, this girl, I guess, that was, like, advertising, being, like, the spokesperson for Snapchat at, like, Comic-Con.
Really?
The New York Comic-Con, yeah. And, of course, like, guess what she's dressed up as? First thing comes to mind.
Raven. Is that the one I saw?
I was thinking Harley Quinn.
Yes.
Oh, God.
The Suicide Squad Harley Quinn, like, obviously, like, thrown together, just, like, bought, because I will be that person and be like, oh, you'll buy it, you know? But I would, too, if it was easy to just get a hold of, like, that, whatever.
Yeah, like, shorts,
yeah,
t-shirt.
Just, like, there's perfect replicas of it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
Why in the hell would you make it? You know,
I
wouldn't. Yeah, so... So she's, like, going around, and, of course, like, all you see is other Harley Quinns look like her. And I'm like, okay, like, let's see if there's something else at the con versus people who look like you. And the other people is, like, I found kind of, like, I'm definitely in that more, like, honorary mood tonight. So I found, like, and she showed another girl was doing, like, 11 and, you know, was doing, like, watch this. And it was, like, totally weird and just trying to be, like, the Force thing. And I was like, no, we're not doing that right now.
I do love your 11 costume.
Yeah, your 11. What's with the mohawk tonight? Are you
going
to be Storm for Halloween?
Oh, my God.
Come on, she could totally pull it off. I watched X-Men Apocalypse over the weekend because I was trying to, like, de-gear, which we'll talk about. But that movie just, holy son of a bitch.
Yeah, that was pretty intense, too.
That is just nonsense. But, yeah, the mohawk, nice touch. I like it. Or new Mad,
like,
Max
is
you're
this
doing?
Something, well, I had, like, a midlife crisis on Saturday morning.
Midlife at 20. That's good to know.
Yeah, I just have it with my hair when it starts growing out. It's just, like, it's not, I like the buzz cut so much. And I was trying to grow it out for, like, Pee Wee Herman and stuff when I did him. Then I've been trying to get the new job thing. And, like, they weren't calling me back, and I was like, damn you all! And I'm just like, I just went, Nero. And I was like, okay, I kind of actually want some hair on my head. I don't want to shave all of it off. So I was like, fuck it. Just near. And it's kept the middle piece.
It looked good in the photo shoot you had this weekend.
Yeah, thank you.
I did see that. That was really cool.
Yeah, so I was like, that's a cool thing. I think that's the reason why. I was like, got a photo shoot today, too. So why not, like, try to... challenge
up,
myself, yeah.
I
to
always
try
get
to be
so sad.
Cute and mohawky or whatever the fuck.
I want a photo shoot too.
I only do photo shoot things.
Take me with you.
It didn't help either because, like, the whole outfits on Saturday were, like, pink. Like, pink light dresses of, like, of just, like, of, like, 11. And I was like, so I went around, I was like, mohawk 11 all day. And I was like, oh, this was a bad idea. Like, god damn it. It won't conquer at all. But also at New York Comic Con, they were having tryouts for Stranger Things for the new series.
Were they?
Yeah, for, like, the new season coming out.
Oh, so want to be in on that.
Said, yeah, like, I think, like, 247 guys and then 348 girls.
What?
Went and tried out to try to be the... Something about a thriller, like... I guess a part of the thriller or something.
Oh, God.
Explained on the Snapchat.
Okay.
That's why they showed some of the, like, 11 or some of the Stranger Things people. It was like literally like Stranger Things and the rest Harley Quinns. It was a really weird Snapchat thing that was just like,
It just was all over. Yeah, that's
yeah, I was
too
just
much.
Like, this is stupid. But it was cool to know that they actually were having tryouts. And yeah. I was just like, curse you. Curse all of you. I would love to do like adult version of 11 or like older, whatever. Mm-hmm. It'd be so cool.
That would be cool. Future version.
Yeah, like future.
Future 12.
Ooh, I can't see
future
that.
Future 11, excuse me.
Yeah. That's what, like, one of my guy friends and I were talking for a long time when we did the Stranger Things photo shoot. I'm still waiting for pictures to come back from that. But it's like, I have, like, all my guy friends that already look like them. You know, and I'm kind of like, this is really weird, but just, like, an adult, like, an older version of, like, all the boys in 11. So it's just like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
That would be cool. My mind. So anyway,
also coming out of New York Comic Con, John Bertenthal, you may know him as Kane from Walking Dead, or more commonly known as the Punisher from the Daredevil series, who now has his own series, and there he was quite entertaining. I heard in his panel at Comic Con. Also, Deborah Ann Worrell from True Blood is going to be in Punisher. She's so hot.
I feel so out of the loop.
Did you ever watch True Blood?
Oh, no. I meant in terms of, like, paying attention to stuff that happened at New York Comic Con. I was I'm a baddie. I was watching Worlds for League of Legends.
Okay.
Yeah. It was bad.
Right. Hold the thought on League of Legends, because I got a question about League of Legends in addition to your Overwatch.
Okay.
So hold on to that thought. But the Punisher was asked what it would be like for the Punisher to be fighting zombies, which I thought was kind of actually.
That'd be kind of fun.
Cool.
It is. He played with the question a little bit and went back and forth, and he's all just, you know, just. How intense working in Georgia with The Walking Dead, and I guess he actually studied acting in Russia, and I was like, wow. He said he even wanted to move to Moscow.
Wow.
It's like, oh, that's commitment for you.
I really like the whole what inspires your work answer. That is really cute.
What's his answer?
I couldn't play this part if I wasn't a father and a husband, because my kids and old lady are everything to me. That is really cute.
Aww.
He's actually a really good humored guy. I've seen him on panels before, but he plays just such an asshole.
It kind of reminds you of like Lena Headey and the kid who plays Joffrey from Game of Thrones.
Oh, Lena Headey.
Yeah, they're so nice, but then their characters are such assholes.
Well, I was following her when she was in 300, because she's Leonidas's queen in that.
Helen of Troy?
She's
wrong.
Queen.
I'm thinking of another movie.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
The Spartans.
Yeah,
she's
sorry.
But yeah, she has dark hair in that, so it's like totally throws you.
Right.
But yeah, I was like, she's pretty hot. So yeah, I've been following her. But no, Joffrey, I couldn't talk to the kid because that's all I see.
He's so nice.
I know. Don't care.
Oh.
Again, remember that transference we've talked about in the past?
Yeah.
I would just as soon as put his head on a spike. I'm
so
like, no.
If you were to see the guy who played Ramsay, is it the same way?
The guy that plays Ramsay, which one you? In
Game of Thrones.
Oh, I don't know.
Because he's also a really nice guy. He just plays a really messed up character.
Ramsay, I'm kind of on the fence because I kind of get Ramsay. The kid was just a spoiled kid.
Yeah, but he was also a bastard.
He was a bastard. Ramsay, I'm kind of on.
He was snowed before he was turned into a Bolton.
Yes.
So.
But see, Ramsay I can kind of sympathize with. Ramsay I like.
I can't.
Twisted way, but I like Ramsay.
I'm really concerned. Security!
Security! I'm scared.
Security!
All right, so let's get to your. Because did you see what Overwatch is doing? We'll go to the video game part now. We'll come back.
Oh, boy.
Because Overwatch is going to do Halloween packs.
They're probably going to do what they did with Summer Games. That's
and
how
that's
I feel.
That's kind of what it's been indicated, which, in my mind, borderlined it on obnoxious. How much money did you spend on PAX for Summer Games? Just round it off.
$60.
Holy shit!
For loot crates?
God. Are you kidding me?
No.
That's the price of an entire game!
Yeah.
You could have bought a whole new game for the price that you spent on. How many skins did you get out of that
all of
that
them,
you used?
Actually. All of them.
You've got all of the skins
all of
for
the
that.
Summer skins, yeah. Like, I have, like, literally both of, like, the recolor as well. I have Zarya's, Tracer's, Lucio, McCree's. I just cry every Tim.
Wow. Okay.
Because my body can't handle this. They did also leak Sombra, or what they think is Sombra, and what she looks like. She's hot.
Hout.
Okay.
She's hout.
So hot.
Sorry.
Bad towel.
Yeah. I mean, I was financially stable enough where I could spoil myself a little. So
$60
it was
worth of spoiling on skins, half of them which you don't use.
Okay. Well, actually, I use all of them.
How do you use all of them?
Yeah, because, I mean, Zarya's skin I have attached. Same with Tracer. Lucio's is attached as well. McCree.
So you're all your characters are running
like
with the
characters that have summer skins, I have the summer, like, I have them equipped.
Okay.
So I use them.
Wow.
Yeah, but then sometimes I think about it, I'm like, this is my life now.
it's more than just a hobby.
Okay, I'm not going, I can't even round up how much money I've spent in League of Legends skins. Because that's
obnoxious.
Far above what I've spent on Overwatch.
Okay.
Like, far above.
So, this week, Gears of War comes out on Tuesday, tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But I paid extra for the Collector's Edition. Which really didn't come with shit. It came with a couple extra maps, and they have packs for cards, and in the packs come different skins for characters and unlocks and bounty cards, and I'm just like, you bastards.
You just gave me cosmetics.
Yes.
It's like a... So, Michael,
and there's
has,
rares.
Huh?
There's rares.
No, I know.
It's
get
bullshit.
It. But at the same time, you're just like, I spend money on pixels. I keep thinking of that to myself. I'm like, that's dumb of me, but I look so pretty in-game.
I look so pretty. So pretty.
You've become a sim.
I make really pretty. Okay, I'm not going to even talk about how long I took when it came to, like, modding Sims. Like, I literally spent...
Yeah, let's not get into that.
Yeah. It's about, like, a week straight of me just downloading mods.
This is going to be an expensive game for me because there are some skins that I need to have.
And which one?
Gears
of War? Okay. Mm-hmm. I was like, we're still thinking about Gears, right? Because you can still get,
yes,
like, currency and stuff like that. You can still get some free stuff on Overwatch, but...
No.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you have the currency, if you have duplicates, you get the coins, you unlock, like, whatever legendary skins.
It's true.
The ones that I think they're going to do what they did with Summer Games, where, like, there's at least one thing that is related to the event, as opposed to not giving you anything at all. Because... I cry every time.
Oh, my God. Well, I'll let you know. So, Gears, I'm halfway through the campaign, and I only got in one day of playing.
I was like, I'm surprised you're alive today.
I had too much shit going on. I had to be responsible.
I was surprised we're podcasting.
I wasn't expecting this.
We're podcasting?
I'm sure you guys were expecting me to say, can't make it tonight.
Yeah, I was.
It's like, hey, feeling...
Sick.
Yeah, hold on a damn minute.
What?
Where was my support group? I didn't get a text message from either one of you chicks.
I was working. I was trying to survive. At work.
There was not a single, how are you? How's the game? Still alive?
I forgot that.
Do you need some Cheetos?
Okay.
Not a damn freaking thing.
I mean, technically, I kind of forgot that it was... Wait, you have the early release, right?
Yes.
I kind of forgot that that was a thing, because...
Oh, to hell with you. I could have very well been dead right now, sitting in my little chair, hunched over.
So we still splitting one-thirds for each of
I'm being silent in this. I'm doing a silent auctioning in my head right now. So, you know.
You were hoping I was dead, weren't you?
No, I was not. I was waiting until I got the
email.
The email, and I was like, okay.
He's alive.
Because... Yeah,
you didn't text me either. And you, in your medical background, could come and save me.
Well, if I didn't hear anything from you before the podcast, I was like, yeah, I'm going over there. But I was waiting patiently.
The only reason you're going to come is to call dibs on the shit that you find when you walk in. I could be a lump over in the corner. You're like, oh, he's not going anywhere.
There's a system afoot.
I mean, we did say that we were going to split into thirds. technically.
So, yes, technically.
Sorry.
But the point is you were still alive. You're still okay.
Don't twist it.
I was even watching your Facebook, and I saw you post things, and I knew that stuff was going on.
I spent 2 minutes on Facebook. In the last 5 days, I have been on Facebook a total of 5 minutes. I don't even know what's going on Facebook right now.
It's probably
I haven't even
best.
Logged in today.
I mean,
or yesterday. Yeah, I know. Facebook's full of a bunch of just shiznit right now. Yeah, I know.
Weird shit that I'm just
mine's
like,
just corgis.
Yours is just corgis.
Yeah, my friend Jordan invited me to this group called Disapproving Corgis. It's just a lot of people's pictures of their corgis. That's my Facebook.
That's just horrible.
They're so cute. Their butts are so fluffy.
The bad thing is,
you have a fluffy butt.
I won't know. I don't know when I'm going to be able to play my game next.
Why not?
Tuesday?
You mean like tomorrow?
Yes.
No.
Sorry, I forgot what day it was.
Was today? Oh, okay.
Tomorrow's not
going to
work.
Because I've got no. Wait, maybe tomorrow will work. Wednesday I have a meeting with Club Cosplay.
I thought you were going to say Club Penguin.
Oh, yeah, because they have their...
They have an event coming up that they want us to go in on. So I got to get the details.
I will be here, yeah, because that's like, I think...
You may be here. I don't even know when they're going to do it.
Wait, what?
I don't know. I'll tell you when I have the meeting with them.
Was it Jimmy's event?
No.
For Cup... Oh, no.
No,
Cub
something...
Wow.
No, something different.
I honestly thought you were going to say Club Penguin. I'm sorry.
Club Penguin. And yes, for those at home, keeping track... Penguins are birds.
Penguin.
Because yes, my sister...
Your sister's confused.
Oh, yeah. Terry doesn't know.
It's the 21st, so it's like, it's the...
So that's... Oh, yeah, that's...
That's like the weekend before Halloween.
Uh-huh.
And for me, I'm just like, stab, stab,
stab,
stab, stab. I can't do both in the same time. Like, that's not a thing.
It's too much.
Can't.
So we'll see. I don't know. I'll let you know what happens with our meeting with Club Cosplay.
I mean,
Club Penguin.
Penguin.
And I think the
like Panda?
Cosmic Con, that's in Colorado Springs, isn't it?
And that's the 22nd. That's Saturday.
Because that's in, that's in Colorado Springs.
Yep.
Am I right? Yeah, yep. And that's the point where I'm like, I'm out. Because I have to have it, make sure it's like somewhat close to me.
We'll be there. Esteban will be there taking pictures for us, and I'll be there, and... You're working and you're not even going, so I'll be flying solo again.
I feel like a poster board of me or something, stand me in the corner
just
and see like how many
corner.
People to go up there, like, hey, and this is a back over. Oh my god.
Here's Tara's stand in. Take a picture with a real live cosplayer right over here.
I'm so stupid.
You can make some money at that.
You could. Actually, it'd probably be better than some of the meet and greets. I did a meet and greet once with Avril Lavigne. She didn't even move. We had people just come up. She stood there, didn't move, didn't talk to a single person, and then walked away. She had her assistant collect all of the stuff that people brought to have signed.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even get to see her sign it. She signed it. We don't even know if it's her signature, and gave it back
or
to
was
the
a
people.
Stamp?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah, just like. That'd be so funny.
It was horrible. Yeah,
that's,
that was
like, that's
goodness
sad.
Me.
Yeah.
I'd be really pissed off.
Her cardboard stand-up would probably be more interactive than Avril Lavigne was.
See? I mean, I could be like... Or like...
What's up, homies?
Some people could be like, yeah! Awkward, like...
I
interactive
like
post boards.
Why
yes.
is there a crease in her arm and it goes backwards like this? Don't ask.
Yeah, don't. It's okay.
I feel like I don't have a life because of the fact that I have two jobs.
You're about to only have one.
Yeah, that's true, but at the same time... Would like to participate in like more cosplay and photo shoot events.
Yeah, next year.
Fun things.
Just focused on next year. This year's about done.
Just get
yeah,
through your
true.
Yep, 2 months.
School is what I will always say.
Yep, 2 months and you're out. Next year. Also coming out of New York Comic Con was Warner Brothers Animation released another clip for Justice League Dark and promises a horror feel out of the panel, which. I hope this is accurate because I want a scary Justice League.
Wait, is that Wonder Woman?
No, that's Zatanna.
Okay, I was about to say like it looks like Zatanna,
that's,
but then she
oh,
also kind of
yeah. I think
the,
so
because the outfit thing
yeah,
makes me think
it
was Zatanna,
like
but
kinda.
And then
know.
Of course you got Constantine, which is kind of cool. The guy that does his voice
that's
on
cool.
WB well, whatever, when Constantine was on the air. He's actually doing the voice for the animated character.
That's really awesome.
Yeah, I was noticing it too. I was like, good job. Round of applause to you.
That's interesting that they're adding him to it as well. I'm looking forward to this now.
Yeah, Matt Ryan is the one that is doing the voice, who's part of the Constantine television show, and who appeared in Arrow. So.
Oh, it is Zatanna.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I was just like scrolling down so I could figure out who you are.
Yeah, and Jason Omar is returning as Batman. From the previous Warner Brothers animated projects that they've been doing for the new 52. I want this to work. In fact, I'm more excited about this than the other few that I have seen.
What's going on?
Yeah. Because, all right, the Killing Joke, kind of a letdown.
I heard that. I heard mixed reviews.
That
makes me kind of sad because I really enjoyed the comic book.
I think it backfired. It was so much hype. There really didn't need to be an R rating on it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay, there's a couple of F-bombs, but it wasn't really that graphic. They didn't show Joker, like, raping her, which I figured would ensue the R rating.
Mm-hmm.
Batgirl did stoink Batman mm-hmm. on a rooftop. But you didn't see anything. They did the pan up where she takes her top off, but she has her bra on, and
like, okay.
You just kind of left with your own imagination. It's like, okay.
There were no tetas.
No tetas whatsoever. So I'm like, and the cursing? Okay. But I don't know. It was a bit of a letdown.
Aw, that's really sad.
I was hoping for graphic blood and just intense
violence.
Yeah. And it really wasn't there.
I was thinking like kind of like what Watchmen kind of did, where they gave me like so many mixed emotions, but everything was a rush.
That's what I wanted. Yeah. That's what I was looking for. I was looking for the Watchmen watch.
That's what
rush.
I kind of like. That's what I assumed that was going to happen. But now that you're saying that, it's just like, oh well, now I'm sad. Let down.
I'll let you. I'll loan it to you. I mean, I didn't just get the digital version, but
you just kicked me the nuts with how sad the news was about that.
Yes. But I'm hoping this opens the door for other, like, horror-style genres. I wouldn't mind seeing, mm-hmm. like, a Spectre or more on Constantine, because I don't think he's coming back to the WB.
Yeah.
That's sad.
No, but we get Supergirl tonight.
Yay! The Vanilla?
Yeah, the Vanilla is back,
and she's got Superman in there, too. And I'm just like, oh, God.
There's, like, this needs to be better. Superman, better. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's kind of the whole thing. Yeah, it's like,
because you sucked on your own, so we're going to give you Superman to save your ass.
Ugh. Ugh.
So, also, speaking of animated, Guy Ritchie is in talks to do a live-action Aladdin for Disney.
Yeah, I've seen that everywhere today.
So, Guy Ritchie, if you're unfamiliar, did Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels and Snatch. And Snatch is a great movie. I mean, that kind of totally turned me on to being a Jason Statham fan. And when he plays the role of Turkish, badass. But Guy Ritchie also did the two Sherlock movies, which was great. Loved it. Do I want to see a live action Aladdin?
Are they going to sing?
Oh, if they do, I'm out. I'm walking right the hell out of
that
theater.
It's going to be like a chance to get
the same board as you are.
How do you know the lyrics to the song?
It's like, no.
So out at that point.
I'm wondering if it's going to be like the live-action Jungle Book, because I heard that one was actually really good. My sister really liked it as well.
The Jungle Book live-action one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That actually is pretty good.
The one that just came out recently?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You got Bill Murray doing the voice of Baloo. You've got...
I could not do Christopher Walken as the...
It works so good.
It was...
Wow.
Okay, so the biggest part of, like, the Jungle Book, the live-action one, is that the animals actually have the same appearances as the voice actors,
mm-hmm.
which is really cool. And that was, like, I think my favorite part in it. Other than that, I didn't like it so much, to be honest. And then... The snake should not have been Scarlett Johansson. That pissed me off as a girl.
That's weird because wasn't it?
I was like, they're all dudes.
Yeah,
it's all dudes.
It's a dude story. They're all freaking dudes, you know? It was just like a dude battle off. You don't throw in a random girl snake in there and be like, this is great too.
Because
no.
I remember in the animated Jungle Book, like it was a dude snake with a lisp.
Yeah, and he was kind of quirky.
He did have the lisp.
And then he had the swirly eyes as well.
And he does the song "Follow Me."
Yeah,
it's great. It's perfect.
And then it just was not in any of that with Scarlett Johansson. She was more like
very seductive.
Follow me. Yeah, it was just kind of like no, that ruins the whole feel of it.
It reminds me of Grendel's mom and Beowulf, where they had
Angelina Jolie.
Because
that was a bad choice.
I've read Beowulf two times and stuff like that. Both times I really enjoyed, but they always described her as a grotesque, looking thing, a very deformed creature.
Yep.
And it's just you be.
Well, the bottom half of her kind of was.
Well, it was
gnarly.
The fact that she was just god awful ugly. it was just an inhuman thing. That's how they described her, but for the sex appeal and stuff, because when I was taking this course in
nobody high school, wants to bang ugly, no matter how drunk you are.
It was they had to give in order to appeal to the audience now, they had Beowulf seem more flawed. In the actual poem, he's just this badass that is just like, dude, he just slayed this thing. Isn't he really cool? Yeah, he did it naked.
He ran out of his spear and he stabbed it with his own dick.
They needed a flawed hero and then sex appeal. And they chose Scarlett Johansson. I'm like, why is she wearing heels? Or Angelina Jolie. I was just like, why are you wearing heels? Why are you wearing gold heel thingies?
Because she's made of gold.
What is this madness?
It was odd. And there was I can't do this.
Okay, so live action Aladdin, what do they do? Who do you get to, you can't
I
go.
I can show you the
You can't do a Robin Williams genie.
Oh, he just kicked me in the heart.
Oh,
you can't do a who's going to do a Robin Williams genie?
Oh, God. You
because,
just like.
Because that's what made the movie.
They don't have that part, do they?
If you're going to do a
that's
Disney.
That's really weird. Wait. I don't like that anymore.
Wait. So, have you guys seen that guy who does those vines who looks like a younger version of Robin Williams?
Yes.
Because I've seen his impersonate, his impressions and stuff like that. They're very impressive.
I think I have that saved on my Facebook.
I wouldn't.
The video.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Show it to you.
No, I've seen it. It's
it's
great.
Yeah, you've seen it. Okay.
Yeah, because I think
but still, okay.
It
still hurts. That'd
be cool.
But it would be really cool to see that guy, because he does Robin Williams impressions
so well.
So, plus, he even looks like Robin Williams.
God,
yeah, he has the facial quirks.
Yeah, so.
But, okay, they're not going to paint him blue and give him Robin Williams, because he riffed half of it. Well, not half, all of it.
Yeah, no,
they just picked and choose, because I think by the end of it, didn't they have 36 hours worth of material from Robin Williams?
I remember before.
It was obnoxious.
There was a fact that I read that. Or something that I read about when it came to Aladdin was that they actually animated his stand-up comedy before they even hired him. And because they did that, Robin was like, whoa, that's pretty crazy. Sure, I'll do it for you guys. Because it was from his stand-up comedy. He was like, oh, you guys did it word for word to my, lip-synced it as well. That's really impressive. So he just did a job. And I was like, wow, that's really cool. But
that's going to be really difficult, too, because knowing how Robin Williams looked versus how the genie looked, two completely different things.
You think so? I mean, it's a close... No, because I can see this quirks. You
think?
I think
it'd be two different people if you were to, try to make somebody look like the genie. Because it reminds you of, this really big, upside down... triangle, basically.
All right.
Really upper strength, small.
Little waist.
Yeah, little waist, and then, bald and stuff. And I don't see anything that relates to the facial features of Robin Williams with that.
Yeah, okay. I can go with you on that one. John August, who wrote Big Fish, which is one of my favorite movies with Ian McGregor. Oh, love that movie. evidently he's the one that's written the script for it, so it's good to go. So are we going to see Disney resurge as live action and get away from their animated roots for a little bit here? Because Jungle Book, now talking about Aladdin.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still, without the genie, I'm not sold, because that's what made Aladdin for me.
I really hope they, like,
comic relief.
They
yeah, because Jasmine annoyed me.
Oh, jeez.
Freaking Jasmine. Oh.
Shut your mouth.
Shut up.
Daniel's like, shut up. Stop talking.
Can I kiss the monkey? Hairball.
I mean, just that right there.
I do remember the one. I think it was either the second Aladdin movie or the third one where he was just like jumping out of the plane. He's like, Geronimo, Navajo, Pocahontas.
Pocahontas.
Oh, my God.
I lost it so bad.
And it's things like that that I'm just. There are good ideas and there are bad ideas. And I honestly think this is the borderline of bad.
I really hope that they do choose like someone who has a similar voice. Like, I really hope they choose that guy specifically, because his impressions are like
spot on. Yes.
So I really do hope they cast him as like the voice of Genie, if anything.
That would be cool.
But Guy Ritchie, okay, known for action. How are you going to turn Aladdin?
I mean,
an animated into an action film.
Well, technically, there was a lot of.
He's running. He's running from the law.
Well, there was that fight with Jafar-ish kind of thing at the end.
He's had too many punches with the snake. No, it was him getting his ass kicked, and then he tricked him.
It's true. Well. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, I'm trying to think, too. I'm just like, I keep thinking of the Sultan when he was just like, but you're so old. When he's just like, your daughter will marry me, but you're so old. He's like, he literally stopped being hypnotized and moved the snake head.
And we need like Ed Asner or somebody to play the Sultan, some little short round person. See, I don't. We'll let you know as stories develop and we hear cast and everything, because I'm sure we have not heard the end of this one.
I want to watch Aladdin
again. Yeah, I know. I wanted to do the same when I read it.
This is just the beginning, really.
This is just the tip. Speaking of Big and Blue.
Just the tip.
Speaking of Big and Blue, Kelsey Grammer would love to come back as Beast in X-Men. It's one of the roles that he would love to reprise. And he was speaking at the IGN in New York City. And I like that idea. I thought he was a good Beast. After watching Age of Apocalypse, which is horrific, by the way. it is, okay, it's spaghetti comic book. It's not a spaghetti Western. It's a spaghetti comic book. It is.
Spaghetti.
Oh, my God. It is just disjointed storytelling. And it's like pieces of the cartoon, the comic book, them trying to, like, attach different things from the different movies and franchise.
They're not very good at focusing, are they?
No! Nightcrawler is in this, which kind of disconnects from...
That threw me off, because I was just like, wait, but Nightcrawler is Mystique. What?
Yeah, Nightcrawler is Mystique's son.
Yeah, so I'm just like, what is this?
And then you have the X-Men 2, which they're like trying to find Nightcrawler, and it's like the first time, because Nightcrawler's like, who are you, lovely ladies? Well, you just got done doing a car ride with Jean into the mall, and nobody's freaking out about Nightcrawler walking around in the mall. Or go to the movies. I mean, let's go
it's
to
like,
the mall.
Yes. Whatever.
I knew that.
You know, God,
I mean, I know that Kendra was excited to see Jubilee.
Again, and Jubilee has not aged. I know Asians do not show their age, but that's Jubilee
true.
Has been the same age in every single X-Men movie.
I'm pretty sure people would just look at me and they'll be like, oh, aren't you like 12 years old? Or are you going to high school right now? I've had that. They're just like,
oh my
aren't
God.
You a high schooler? I'm like, no.
Jubilee must be the worst student ever. Ever.
Like, I'm just gonna chill here. I fit in, so.
Jubilee was born in the mansion and will just stay there forever.
Yep.
At least give her a decent function in the plot instead of just like.
She has like a 2-second cameo and then that's it.
What do they even need her for?
To make sparks.
She didn't even do that.
What?
She didn't. That's there's no. There.
Why would you use her?
Exactly.
If you're not going to utilize her.
It was the token Asian, and I hate to say that.
No, that happens all the time.
I know.
We're always... I mean, look at Glenn.
Glenn's going to survive. I know it. I'm really upset about that. In fact, tonight I'm wearing my Free Negan Walking Dead t-shirt.
There's always that token minority.
It sucks.
But there's like, it's weird because like Asians aren't even a minority. Like,
no, they're not.
They're really not. We're everywhere.
I don't know. I can't say don't watch it. There is some cool stuff, but really.
Spaghetti.
So spaghetti. And Olivia Munn is hot in it, but she has like 3 speaking lines.
Wait, Olivia. Olivia Munn. The G4 chick. Yeah, okay, got it.
Dating Aaron Rodgers, quarterback of the Green Bay Packers.
I had no idea why I was thinking of the chick who played Sansa. I'm like, that's not even her name.
No, Sansa Stark is Jean Grey.
No, I know. Yeah. But like her, I spaced out on her actual name, so yeah. I confused it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and then you end with her showing her powers as the Phoenix. Sorry, spoilers. And I'm like, okay, I guess the Phoenix Saga is going to be the next benchmark.
Think of you remember A Babies versus X Babies?
Yes.
I can't stop thinking about Phoenix when she had the freaking lazy eyed bird. Yeah.
Oh god.
And just like yelling, like being angry at like Cyclops for stealing Captain America's bear, Bucky.
Oh?
She's just like, give him back his bear, I'm gonna get angry.
So, also in unusual decisions, this also coming out of New York Comic Con, John Wick 3 is already in the works. And we haven't seen John Wick 2. Now, everyone is telling me from online and people who are actually there, there are 2 huge events at New York Comic Con. Mm-hmm. One was the trailer for Power Rangers, which I'll get to in a second. And John Wick 2. Now, I loved the first John Wick. I thought it was great. But I didn't think anyone really...
was crazy about it.
Are they like uncovering the dead beaten horse to beat it once more?
Okay, maybe it's just because Keanu Reeves is such a nice guy. I mean, he is a really nice guy. He gave his money from Matrix to crew members, and he's taken care of people. Mm-hmm. I mean, at heart, Keanu Reeves is a really good guy. Mm-hmm. And maybe I just want to see him succeed because after Matrix.
It is Keanu Reeves.
Mm-hmm. Bill and Ted always will have a fond spot in my heart.
But about that. I never really understood why they would continue. Like, when it has a good ending and they decide
just
to continue
leave it.
Yeah, it's just like you're freaking uncut, like unearthing the dead beaten horse and just beating it some more.
Because how many times can you kill a man's dog? I think the guy at some point would stop getting dogs.
Good answer.
It was funny because his wife got killed and she gave him the dog.
The dog was a gift.
It was funny because I was just like, no, the dog. And they're like, you know, his wife is dead too, right? I'm like, I don't care. Yeah,
who cares? The dog can't defend himself.
It's like, it's a freaking puppy and you killed it. You can't kill a man's dog.
Bad juju.
Regardless of where it came from. It's a freaking dog. You don't do that. It's wrong.
So, John Wick can't retire. Ian McShane, which I can never get enough of. Who is badass? You have no idea who Ian McShane is, do you?
No, his name's familiar. I just can't place face.
Kung Fu Panda did the voice for the tiger.
Oh, got it.
That's Ian McShane.
Got it.
He's playing Wednesday in American Gods for Stars.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And he was in Game of Thrones. He was the pacifist that they hung up. That was with the dog or the hound. Excuse me.
Oh.
That's Ian McShane. Spoilers, sorry. If you haven't watched Game of Thrones by now, where the hell have you been?
Yeah, just
it's been over for a while.
Yeah, over for a while.
Ramsay's face got eaten up by a dog.
Yes.
I thought that was the best revenge.
My hounds will never eat me.
Really? They haven't eaten in a week? Loser.
Yes. So maybe it's just because I love Keanu. I don't know. Love's a powerful word. No, I don't.
I like him to a friendly extent.
I like Keanu Reeves. I want to see him successful. Out of all every... buddy. Mm-hmm. But I do want to see John Wick too. And I guess it went crazy. Now Power Rangers, I need an explanation for.
Why?
I like that the fact that they're calling it a live action when it was live action to begin with.
It's always been live action. When was it ever a cartoon?
I mean, technically I thought they Didn't they take the idea from something else? I can't. Five, whatever.
I think it's like one of those like keyword things for like maybe if we put live action in it.
Maybe because
that's like a whole new thing. Because
I know that for Japan and stuff, like technically Power Rangers was like Super Sentai. That's what it was in Japanese. So technically they did take it from Japanese people.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing. Like,
of course.
I'm wondering if like they're taking that concept and because I don't know if Japan's doing the same thing. They've done a lot of things with Power Rangers as well. They did do a really cool movie. I did watch it because I was like, okay, I'm curious. But it was like the newest Power Rangers meeting the old Power Rangers. And it was like every like generation of Power Rangers like had came out. And even it was even before the ones that
We saw here
Mighty
in the States.
Before Mighty
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Tongue twister. Yeah. Also, like, coffee's kicking in. I'm like getting super hyper. But yeah, they did a movie where they had all of the old ones as well, and it was like the coolest thing to see because it's like the new meets the old, and the new has to fight the old because they're being controlled by some other power and stuff like that. It's really freaking.
That sounds retarded.
It was cool. You shut your face. I liked it.
Why?
It was tacky, but you know it's really good.
It's so over the top. Do
it
we
need?
Why do we need a? Wasn't there already a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger movie?
Yes.
I thought. Yeah.
They changed animals
like recently, didn't they?
No, it was
about 10 years ago.
It was when they changed animals. It went from like the prehistoric animals to like basic bitch animals.
So like same as like the kind of like Transformers, basically.
They are. It's Voltron.
It was Ivan Ooze. It was the one with Ivan Ooze.
Oh, Ivan Ooze.
Yeah, yeah.
They're bringing back, and this was confirmed at DC or at New York Comic Con, Rita. The one twisted witch bitch from the first one.
No, really?
They're bringing her back.
I'm really sad, though, because the actress did die of cancer.
God, I forgot who they said they were going to have play Rita.
Wait, is she going to have the triangle boobs and everything?
I hope they do.
Please bring back the triangle boobs.
I want to see the...
Like the Madonna boobs.
The cone bra with the triangles on the end.
Oh my god, this is like making me excited. I'm like...
Maybe they'll get Lucy Liu to play her. Wouldn't that be great?
I'm having the visual. It's amazing.
Lucy Liu in this big freaking headdress, cone tits. That'd be great.
Freaking the horn hat.
Oh,
like
yes.
What was it? The Maleficent kind of hat thing with the cone boobs. Yeah.
So over the top acting.
Oh, God, yes. Lucy Liu, please sign up for that role.
It'd be like Kill Bill on crack is what that would be. Some sugar-induced dream.
that is amazing. Like, that visual in my brain is amazing.
Uh-huh.
So pleased.
Yes.
Just an idea.
I'm very pleased.
I don't know when the Morphin Ranger Power movie's coming out.
You just gave up.
I just gave up. It's coming.
Like,
I can't
stop it.
It
gets longer and longer and longer.
Did they choose... Oh, no, wait.
What?
Is there the token Asian person in Mighty Morphin?
Of course there is.
But is it the Red Ranger?
I don't know.
It looks like the Red Ranger. No, I think it might be the Black Ranger. Yeah, the Black Ranger is the Asian one. Usually. See, now the yellow one is the
But Asian at least in the first one, the Asian was yellow. The black guy was the Black Ranger. The white guy was blue.
That's true.
Okay.
It seems the
Hispanic guy was the Green Ranger.
It seems like, actually, I'm not too entirely sure where her ethnicity is, but she is pretty.
Okay.
The Yellow Ranger. It's funny because they're sort of, they're not wearing their actual colors. I remember, like, in the old Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, they would wear their colors.
Yeah.
And
in their
giggling.
Clothes, yeah.
Yeah, I would giggle.
Everyone had, like red or yellow or blue jumpers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or overalls.
Overalls.
Their suits look really cool, though. It kind of looks like...
I want to see some carnage. I want to see somebody die in this movie.
It kind of reminds me of, like, Iron Man suits.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
Really?
Yeah, their suits look like... Okay, compared to their cloth suits that they had in the actual old shows and stuff like that, this is, like, revamped to the point where it looks like actual... Like, it'll actually protect you. Because I always wondered how the frick sparks are going to come out of... satin.
It's Teflon latex.
No, it was dead satin. It had like shiny material.
I always loved about it was sparks would fly in. They would do the same like backflip when they got hit.
Okay, what will make this movie successful in my book
Okay.
Is if they also did puns.
No.
The amount of like,
push it up to the next level.
The freaking
funny.
The amount of puns that they had in the first movie and stuff like that was so many, but I was laughing. Like, I did watch it recently with my sister. Well, recently being a couple years ago, I rewatched it with my sister, and they had so many puns, and I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah, because they had like the two idiots. Balloon? They had Laurel and Hardy running around.
They're just like, oh, we'll see you next fall. And while the guy was falling over.
With the sound effects added in. So bad.
It was really cheesy, but I liked it.
No.
So
no.
Please bring some puns in here. Just a couple, not a lot.
Just a little bit. Is all
just a few
needed.
Puns. Just do a noise smurf.
No. Again, this will probably be a story that unfolds over the months.
Yes.
And I will have to endure.
I'm so Jeez. Excited.
Look here for your paper gut with lemon juice being poured over it as we talk about the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
You don't. What do you have against Power Rangers?
Nothing really.
I'm just wondering if they'll have.
I just don't care. Is the problem?
I'm wondering if they'll have a White Ranger, because technically there was six of them.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, because they don't have they don't have a Green Ranger with them. Which becomes the White Ranger.
Ooh, drama. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
I cannot follow any of the Power Ranger stuff.
No,
ever.
I get completely...
I can't do it. Like, no I remember idea. As a little kid getting, like, one of the little, you know, the costumes, and I had to be the Pink Rangers. And I have no idea, because I have no recollection of ever watching Power Rangers. For some reason, I did, like, the Pink Ranger one year, and it was just like, this is lots of fun, and da-da-da-da.
I had to be
and
the
it's,
Yellow
like,
Ranger.
Like, in the shitty mask that's, like, falling apart, because you're a kid.
The little
going,
plastic
going
mask.
Going like this all the time, and it's, like, falling apart. I'm like,
well, it's hard to say trick-or-treat through a plastic mask,
yeah.
So you're constantly lifting it up. Exactly.
Yeah. I just remember just, like, it's always, like, the breathing.
Yeah.
It's kind of like...
It's just this sweat shield that you pull it off your face. You're like,
yeah,
oh, that's
like,
disgusting.
Drip,
drip, drip. Like, you had to do the Darth Vader breathing because you're like, I can't breathe in this. Just...
Yeah, there's, like... I remember there was always, like, this little mouse lip right here. I would, like, stick my tongue to it. I was like... That's the only part about, like, a good thing about masks. Just doing, you know, stick your tongue out a little bit. Poke it out.
And then you cut your tongue because it's like this
little
slit.
Or it's just stuff. Like just that bright plastic that's just like, I'm going to fuck you up. But not until I get a slit.
That's right.
See, my issue is getting my tongue stuck in that hole. It's like, help me. Help me.
Only you would get your tongue stuck in there.
Yeah.
It's like getting your head stuck in the mailbox. Wait, never mind. I won't tell you that story.
Oh, you have to know.
No.
Oh.
No. No.
Do
it. Okay. Like all right. We'll do this. Drunk, drunk or sober Smurf?
Oh.
Drunk.
I haven't even told you the story.
Okay, maybe sober. Actually sober because like you'd be more like aware of your... I would say sober because that... Okay. I'll stop.
Anyway, continue, sir.
This one time, we were out partying.
Like every story starts?
Like every story starts. And I end up on this double-decker bus with a bachelor party that I didn't even know.
How do you end up in these situations?
I don't know. It's just like, hey. It's like this bro code of some shit that I don't know
He just
about.
Nods just to
like,
somebody
that's
hey.
Like,
sup.
No,
what's
like,
up?
Join us in the double-decker review.
Okay. Alrighty then. So alrighty we end then. Up on the double-decker bus after, and I have no idea who these people are. I leave my crew behind. They don't even know where I'm at because I just get on the bus. Off we go. So we end up pulling out to the side because everybody wants to hit the convenience store. I'm feeling a little squeamish from on being on the bus. There's a nearby nearby mailbox that I decide to bleh in. So I pull down the handle and release.
Oh, boy. Ew.
That's defacing FUD drill property, I'm aware. Not proud.
Well, do what you can.
It happened.
It happened. I was not feeling good.
Oh, God.
Drunk or sober?
Well, you did throw up.
So drunk. Okay.
Drunk?
Drunk? You going drunk?
You're
well,
I think.
I think at that point maybe sober. Because you're so like.
It's like how technical do we need to go?
I don't know. Technically, you want to be. Do you want to know? Okay. I'll give you two questions.
Okay.
Each one of you that you can ask, and I'll answer honestly.
Okay.
Question one.
Okay. But, oh, so I can ask a question.
You can ask two questions.
I don't want to go first.
How much did you drink?
Within an hour, probably 6 shots, 3 double talls, Jack and Cokes.
I love all these expressions over here.
I'm just like, look, it's like I'm a weenie when it comes to drinking. Right, I literally have one drink and I'm like giggling
like
a
beers in the night. And I'm like, oh, good.
This is during a different age.
Oh,
God.
I can't think of another question.
That's a good question, though.
So from the time frame of you were at the bar drinking to when you got into the party bus.
Oh. Mm. Actually, I think I had a cocktail after that.
Okay. And it was about probably like an hour.
Yeah. What ended up happening is the seafood didn't settle well that we had for dinner. And they didn't mix well with the mind erasers. Jägermeister and seafood, root of the wise, does not mix. So
you were drunk.
You probably want to say
I would say drunk.
I'd go with drunk.
Because, I mean, I feel like it's not that, like, when you're about to sober up, but you're still in
I
that
was
drunk
so
period.
Close. That brought that that brought me, yeah. That brought me right to the home point. And then I'm like, wait a minute. How do I get back to the bar? Because everyone else is filing back onto the double-decker bus to go continue partying. And I'm like, I don't even know you assholes. Why am I taking off with you guys?
Who are you?
And my car is back at the other bar. So I'm like, okay, guys, catch you later. I'm going to go back to the other bar. So I end up hailing a cab to take me back to the other bar. And my friends didn't even know I was gone.
But great friends.
That's what I said. I was like, and they're like filing. Whatever. I mean, it's almost like closing time. They're starting to file out. They're like, where have you been? I'm like, well, I was around.
Yeah, I just had a really long pee. Yes. I was really.
You don't look all messed up. All right, fine. Let's go to Denny's. Final story of the night.
Sounds fantastic right now.
Doesn't it, though? Moves over my hammy. Mm.
Oh, God.
Do you like me some breakfast foods?
Yeah, breakfast.
I find this story absolutely fascinating, the would-be Bond story. Daniel Craig is now wanting not to leave the role of Bond. I think... Now, he's saying that at first he was tired of playing the role, and then he says that shit definitely sticks, and he's definitely stuck. I think what ended up happening is no one else offered him a job, and he's like, okay, I'll just continue being Bond for now.
Until someone offers me another job.
So he's like in that plateau mode, basically, because he has like that face.
Mm. Yep.
He's like, this is my shit. I'm going to own it now because I have nothing else better to do. Fuck
That's
it.
Right. The soap opera that is Bond. And he's all like, okay, maybe I'll come back to do the character again. Twist my arm.
A job is a job is a job.
Well, that's what bothers me about stars or celebrities. They're like, I don't want to be typecasted. I don't want to be stuck in a role forever. If it's a steady paycheck, take the money.
Works,
I mean,
no
doubt. Especially if like you're good at what you do in terms of that role too. I mean, yeah. I do like Chris. Like I keep thinking Chris Evans because he's been all over the place. Yeah. Because like before, like I remember. His role from, like, Lucas Lee from Scott Pilgrim to, like, I can't remember what his character's name was from The Losers and stuff like that. Like, it's a... they're very different because one, he's, like, extremely serious and the other one, he's, like, a goofball. And then there's Cap where he is a mixture of both, where he is a serious guy, but then he does have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
The one that I really wonder about is Ian McGregor. The guy that played Obi-Wan, because, I mean, he's done some really interesting roles. I mean, he's played the bad guy, he's played the goofball, he's played the hero. I know they've talked about bringing him back as Obi-Wan for, you know, the ongoing films, kind of explain a little bit more on Obi-Wan's story. But what has he done after Star Wars? Did he kind of go off the reservation? Because I can't think of... Yeah, for Ian McGregor, because I don't know what he did after Star Wars. Now you're going to IMDb, you cheater.
Who would? I have no idea what you're talking about. You're like, none whatsoever.
What's that? I've never heard of it in my life.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see here.
Because he's had to have done something, right? Something?
I'm not...
Nothing, is it? He went, like, completely... completely ghost.
Yeah, I mean, what keeps on popping up here is either Big Fish, Trainspotting, or Star Wars. And that's like...
See, yeah.
Up to like 2005 was the most recent, which was a Star Wars.
See? He went... He probably just said to hell with it, took his money, and ran.
The people also ask, where is Ewan McGregor? Where is he?
See? Where is he? Where is Ewan McGregor gone? We're going to create McGregor Watch.
Oh, God.
McGregor Watch. I'm done. I'm going to go home now.
The largest role of his career is when he signed as Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Obi to the Star Wars. So, I mean, I think that's...
I mean, the only one really out of the Star Wars... Natalie Portman, I guess, did Black Swan, but
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Samuel L. Jackson, of course, is always in demand, but yeah, he's just gone.
He, like, disappeared off of the face of the world.
That's right. Have you seen this Jedi?
Jedi?
This is the Jedi that we are looking for.
God.
He is held up on Tatooine. Holy shit.
I'm going to show myself out now. I'm sorry.
That's right.
I'm seeing like a lot of like weird movie things going on here. I'm not sure if it's like he's been in them, but I've been kind of looking at other movies like after Star Wars. There was The Island.
Island is before.
I'm looking before.
Yeah.
I'm looking at timeline.
Star Wars and The Island. Stay. Scenes of a sexual nature. I have no idea what that is. Alex Rider, Operation Stormbreaker, Ms. Potter, Cassandra's Dream, Deception, Angels and Demons. That sounds familiar. Amelia,
oh, that's right. Angels and Demons.
The Men Who Stare at Goats.
I remember that is horrible.
Oh, he was a Nanny McPhee?
Nanny McPhee Returns.
Yes, he was a Nanny McPhee.
Yeah, Mr. Green.
I can't remember that.
Haywire.
He was
Impossible.
In... So, Angels and Demons is with Tom Hanks. It's based off of... Da Vinci
right?
Code.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. So.
Jack the Giant Killer.
Million Ways.
Oh, so that's recent.
West,
yeah.
Son of a Gun.
Okay. So he's been seen. But
yeah.
Just doing like lots of weird. Trainspotting 2. There's a Trainspotting 2.
Oh God.
That comes out next year, 2017.
Okay. It's
Beauty and the Beast.
He's gonna be Lumiere.
Lumiere.
All right, there you go. There's your McGregor update.
Amazing.
So apparently he's been around. And he's just kind of like, I'm here, guys, but I'm not really here.
I'm like fading in and out of existence.
That's right. He's like Robin Williams. Don't put my name in the credits. I'll just show up.
Yeah, I'll just
shoot some scenes.
I'm here.
Let's do the thing. It's fine.
There you go. Well, if you've seen Ewan McGregor, please let us know because we've lost him and we'd like to reclaim him. Why not? No one else is going to.
Why the hell not?
Yeah, sure. We'll have him sit in, get caught up.
Have a nice cup of coffee.
Have a scone or two.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Nice. Cool.
And on that note, we'll let you go. Ian, whenever you want to come by, we got a chair. In the meanwhile, we're all stories, so make it a good one.
We'll buy you a coffee.
We'll buy you a